Hi, and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie, here with Wren Manning. They are the co-director and director of education at Borderlinks. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what is your organization's mission?
Through dynamic educational experiences, Borderlinks connects divided communities, raises awareness about the impact of the border and immigration policies, and inspires action for social transformation. That's our mission. Our focus on experiential learning connects participants to the realities of border enforcement and immigration along the U.S.-Mexico borderlands. We offer short workshops and longer multi-day delegations, and Borderlinks seeks to inspire all of our program participants to see, think, and act in a manner that gets us closer to a more just world for all, where everyone can live a full and dignified life.
Wonderful. Thank you for putting it into context and kind of going deeper into what, you know, your organization missions actually means.
Yeah, absolutely.
How else does your organization work toward that mission?
Well, I think what makes Borderlinks so powerful is our popular education model. Popular education posits that everyone is a teacher and a learner, focusing on lived experience as expertise. Another core principle is that education is never neutral. It's either furthering systems of oppression or it's contributing to liberation. Borderlinks takes a clear stance in education for the purpose of liberation. To give you a sense of what our programming looks like, we run workshops that cover a wide range of topics, including border history, immigration simulations, race and white supremacy, climate migrant justice, incarceration, solidarity versus charity, power and privilege, and action planning. So we take participants to meet with organizations across Tucson, Nogales, Arivaca, the Orom Nation, Douglas Agua Prieta, and on desert walks. And Borderlinks was actually founded as the educational arm of the sanctuary movement in the 80s, when many Central Americans were fleeing civil wars, but the U.S. government wouldn't offer refugee status because doing so would mean admitting the U.S. role in the wars. So there was a need for people to get truth and connect on the ground to justice work. And today, our work contributes to larger movements for migrant justice by centering directly affected communities as experts to provide participants with a deeper understanding.
Wow. Thank you for the, you know, kind of history and background of your organization. But it always sounds like Borderlinks has been an education-based organization.
Yeah, we've stayed connected to our core in that way. And we also live into our values in other collaborations in the community as well.
Can you share some of your other highlights of one particular program that helps you execute your mission?
Absolutely. In 2020, we created a completely virtual program and we offer in-person or virtual options. Right now, a couple other things I'd love to highlight. We're hiring delegation leaders to facilitate programming, and we're also looking to explore possibility of collaborating with new organizations or individuals to present to our delegations. And we're also in our end of year fundraiser, Powerful Giving.
Great. And where can people find out more about donating and your hiring and things like that?
People can visit the website, which is www.borderlinks.org, or we're also on social media, Borderlinks on Facebook and Borderlinks on Instagram, or you can email us at info@borderlinks.org.
Great. Thank you so much, Wren, for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to share the work we're doing and continue to find ways to collaborate.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.